This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Guyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Guyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Guyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick. We are the Mast Announcers here in the Fort Loramie High School Stadium press box, speaking to you above the gridiron where tonight Fort Loramie takes on New Bremen. It is a Southwest Region Division 7 region semifinal. Fort Loramie 7-1 on the year, New Bremen 6-2. Of course, Fort Loramie has played a schedule in the Cross County Conference, New Bremen in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Both teams have had excellent seasons. Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie has lost his 5 games in 3 years as the mentor of this program. Meanwhile, the head coach at New Bremen, Chris Schmidt, is in year number 6, and he has brought this program right along. 6 years ago, a 2-8 record. Last year, 9-4, and in the regional final. The winner of this game will take on the victor of the Marion Local Riverside game at Maria Stein tonight. That game next week would be played more than likely at the Stadium of the Higher Sea. Weather conditions outstanding, much better than a week ago when we had the threat of some serious rain. We did get dumped on very little lightning. That was early in the evening at about 6 o'clock. Had a shower or two, 45 minutes before kickoff. A delayed 15-minute start. But other pockets of the upper Miami Valley had much worse weather last week. Tonight, it's overcast, chilly. Temperature will drop down into the upper 30s, perhaps by the end of the game. The field here at Fort Loramie appears to be good, although an all-day and all-evening rain yesterday might turn up some mud here tonight as these two teams run the football. The rushing game could be critical. Fort Loramie's running the football at about 9 yards a carry. New Bremen at about 5. New Bremen's rushing defense has been superlative all year long. The New Bremen Cardinals are giving up only about 3.5 yards per run by the opposition this season. And if Fort Loramie prefers to run it most often on first down, New Bremen wants to dictate Fort Loramie's offensive plays and push the Redskins into uncomfortable second and third down situations. 48 points a game for Fort Loramie, 29 points a game for New Bremen, each club giving up 10 per contest. Third down conversions, Fort Loramie at 50%, New Bremen at 40. In the turnover takeaway category, startling number, New Bremen, 18-plus. The New Bremen Cardinals have taken the football away from the opposition 18 more times than New Bremen has given it up. Fort Loramie is plus 6 in the turnover takeaway category. New Bremen, by the way, has kicked 4 field goals this year, which in an 8-game season to date is somewhat unusual at the high school level. So New Bremen, once the Cardinals do get down inside the 30-yard line or so, New Bremen is certainly in 3-point range. At first, upon doing research several days ago, I thought there was a chance that maybe these two clubs had only played once or twice in the past on the gridiron, when in fact between 2009 and 2014, these two teams collided 6 straight years. Fort Loramie won all 6. New Bremen's football program has turned itself around, though, in the last few seasons, that is for sure. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District,
and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also like to remind you, we are online thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie, open until 11. Carl Arns with outstanding food. Lunch and specials now on Tuesday and Wednesday. You've got roasted chicken on Tuesday, pork tenderloin on Wednesday. That's Brookins, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We're also on the web thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship and custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Goffney Furniture, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com at Goffney in Sydney. You buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Arrange your visit with our furniture and design experts at Goffney in Sydney. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. We have furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Goffney's so popular that our Sydney store attracts customers throughout West Central Ohio and from Fort Wayne, Indiana to Dayton and Columbus, Ohio. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best furniture, mattress, and home decor destination around. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has got you covered. Well, last week, the Fort Loramie Redskins defeated Ansonia by a score of 42-0. It was a superb performance by Fort Loramie. Head coach Spencer Wells said it was his best all-around effort of the campaign so far. That win over Ansonia had to be your most complete four-quarter football game of the season.
Yeah, you know, I thought so. And we talked about that to the team after the game that, you know, we need special teams, defense, and offense really to be clicking on all cylinders when you get this time of the year. So, you know, we're going to need that again this week. New Bremen is a great football team. You know, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere and should be a fun night.
Two or three stars, who would they be? A tough question.
Sure.
You may not be able to answer it, but give it a try.
You know, I think Sam Barhorst has really stepped up. And, and a guy that we didn't really envision having the role that he has on offense, but as we had injuries throughout the year, you know, we lost Damon Mesher right away. Max and Nate were out for a couple weeks there. So to have a guy like that that you can put in and really not miss a beat, and along with him, Jacob Sherman. Jacob Sherman's done an outstanding job. I mean, so for those guys to be able to step in and us to continue to play with the tempo that we want to play and really not have to change what we're calling from a play calling standpoint. You know, those guys come in, we trust them. You know, Colin Moore, he's always going to be a key part of what we do. And the big thing with Colin this week, I think he was about 11 of 15, had three touchdowns, 175 yards. That's all we need. You know, out of the pass game, especially this time of the year, we need big chunk plays, we need big plays, no turnovers, and then let's run the football. So I think it was definitely something to build off of, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do that.
I'm glad you mentioned Sam, because he was our Clancy's player of the game. He ran the ball well, caught the ball well, dropped a punt at the one-yard line.
Yep.
He gave you A-plus effort all over the field. And you know what? You couldn't have performed like you did had your offensive line not been stellar. And maybe it's most complete game of the year, too.
You know what? Yeah, they've done an outstanding job all season long. And the main thing with that unit is that they communicate so well. Mm-hmm. And I think – and we're going to see it again this week. New Greenman showed an odd front. They showed an even front, kind of the same thing we were talking about last week with Ansonia. So, you know, we need to be ready for both. We need to be able to communicate and adjust. And we did that last week. It's going to be critical again this week.
You forced Ansonia to cough it up twice early.
Yes. You know, turnovers this time of the year is huge. And we work that every week. Coach Frilly, our defensive coordinator, he's got turnover drills at the beginning of practice. So, you know, we put an emphasis on it. And, you know, it's going to be the same thing this week. It's going to be sloppy conditions. I mean, we've been getting nothing but rain. Probably going to get more rain tonight. So we got to make sure we take care of the football. And then on defense, let's see if we can get a few. You know, let's rip at that thing. And yeah, that'll be a key part of tonight's game.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mack Fortman. He was a cog up front for you. I know you run behind him.
Yep.
He was superb. And he knocked through extra point after extra point. And one of them was of the long variety.
Yeah. When we had to take that, I didn't want to burn a timeout and ended up working out all right. We got that score at the end of the half. But, yeah, he's done a really good job with that. And as you said, he's a starter both ways. He's a key guy for us on our interior D-line. He's one of our guards, and we ask him to really get movement on the play side of a lot of our plays so that we can pull and kind of run behind him. So he's going to be we're going to put a lot on his plate this week. I mean, they've got a very good offense and defensive line. He's going to have to play low and really do a nice job for us.
Mm-hmm. Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, in his third year as the Redskins prepare for New Bremen in our big game tonight. It's a regional semifinal, Southwest Region Division 7, and you get Nate Meyer back for some duty on defense.
Yes, and I'm just happy for him. You know, in a year like this where your season has already shortened a little bit in the regular season, and, you know, to have injuries, it just sucks for everybody. But he's back. He's had a great week of practice so far, and we're going to need him on defense. They've got a lot of speed on offense, and to have an athlete like that that allows us to play multiple coverages, it allows us to bring different pressures, and really just pursue better the football because we got more speed on the field, it'll be exciting to have him back.
You continue to get the ball regularly to Logan Eilerman on the outside.
Yep.
What did Ansonia try to do to slow him down, and what do you expect New Bremen to do in the game tonight?
You know, they tightened up their coverage on him a little bit. They made sure that the linebackers were helping underneath, so he tends to attract multiple guys, you know, whether it was Tri-Village double-teamed him, and teams throughout the year have done that. And so, you know, whether New Bremen does that, I don't know. They haven't shown that in the past, and they face some good receivers. You know, they've got two really good corners that they're probably going to, you know, trust to get the job done. So now I'm sure they can always give him help, and they'll be ready to if they need it. But really for Logan, it's just, hey, take in what's there. Don't try to press, you know, and just secure the ball on a wet night. Make sure you catch it first. But he's going to be another key part of the game plan, and we got faith that'll get it done.
What have you seen on videotape that you like so much about New Bremen after the Cardinals clobbered Southeastern and defeated a good St. Henry team 28-13 last week?
They're extremely athletic, you know, at the linebacker position, in the backfield on offense. I mean, they've got some guys. And so I think it's the most athletic team that we will have played so far this year. We're going to have to play sound defense and really defensively make sure that we pursue to the football, because the moment that you don't pursue and they hit one of those cutbacks, you know, good night, it's over. So big plays can happen when you don't pursue well on the backside. And so that's going to be key for us. I think tackling well is going to be another key. And then offensively, just making sure that we block to the whistle. You know, they pursue well. You know, they don't give up a lot of big plays on defense because of their pursuit. So, you know, just as important it is for us on defense to pursue, it's important for us on offense to block to the whistle to see if we can get a crease that we can cut it up. So I think you got two really athletic teams, two really, really good, hard-nosed football teams with great kids, great athletes. Their coach, they do a heck of a job. You can tell that they're well coached. So, you know, it's gonna be a dogfight. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather isn't too bad, and we can really get after it.
And head coach Chris Schmidt has taken this New Bremen program in 6 years from one of the bottom dwellers in the MAC to the upper tier of the conference.
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit on that, and you know, he's building his program over there, similar to how we're doing it here. And they're one of the few programs, and, you know, I would throw us in that category where we're gaining players.
Yes.
You know, each year we're gaining players.
Yep.
We're not going the other way. And I don't know how many schools can say that. So credit to him and their coaching staff. They do a great job, and you can see that on the film.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, a lot of respect for this new Bremen program. The opponent tonight for Fort Loramie, Chris Schmidt, in his sixth year as head coach at New Bremen, as we mentioned. His first year wasn't very good, he'll admit to you. And wow, great progress, though, at New Bremen under Coach Schmidt. And he talked about the keys to turning the New Bremen football program all around.
The coaching staff has been great. Our administration has been great. The boosters are always, you know, supportive of, you know what we need and what we're trying to do. You know, the community has been great. The parents, and obviously the most credit goes to our players. You know, they put in the work in the off season and during the season and really over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, I guess really since I've been here, it's, you know, a commitment by those people to want to make football better and make it a sport that is important, I guess, to our kids and our community.
And you have to get better and perform each week in the Midwest Athletic Conference. No weeks off, that's for sure.
No, it really isn't. And we've talked about that on and off throughout the years, that even your perceived, you know, games that you should go out and win, and maybe even you win by a couple touchdowns, you still go out there and you get hit. I mean, in our league, I mean, everybody's well coached. There's good players. You're going to get hit. So even those perceived easy games are, you know, you've got to bring it each week in. But it makes you better in the long run.
Offensively at New Bremen this year, you've got a couple of experienced leaders. Mitchell Hayes at quarterback, Zach Berkey running back. Hey, talk about your offensive personnel and your schemes and formation on that side of the ball.
Well, I think we try to abide by the, you know, the KISS principle, the old idea of, you know, keep it simple, stupid. In other words, yep. You know, me as a coach, and I think all our coaches, you know, we want our kids to play fast and not have to think a whole lot. And so if we're trying to be too complex and the kids are having to think too much or they're playing slowly, then that's not where we want to be. I mean, obviously as coaches, you want to do everything you can to put your kids in the best position possible to have success. But at the same time, you gotta make sure that you're not overloading them. And a school our size, they're playing offense, they're playing defense. So they're sitting in school all day. I mean, there's only so much that you can, you know, give kids. And so we've tried to, you know, again, keep it simple for them and let them perform. Offensively, yeah, it really starts with Mitchell, and he's matured, you know, quite a great deal over his career, but I think especially from last year to this year, and you know, we've had a lot of success here recently offensively, just because of the decisions he's making and you know, not trying to force plays, but taking what the defense gives him, and when there's an opportunity to make a big play, he's in a position to do that and has done that.
And he's your leading rusher, by the way.
He is. Yeah, he is. And I don't know that I would have, if you would have asked me that before the year, I don't think I would have said that.
Right.
But as the years progressed on, we've just found ourselves, you know, again, giving him the ball or, you know, letting him make decisions. And more times than not, he's making good decisions. And so, again, we just try to let our playmakers, you know, make plays. And Mitchell's done a great job of that. And Zach has, you know, continued to be our tailback that a lot of times we ask to get those tough yards. And he's done a great job of that as well.
Emphasis offensively, first, run the ball well, and then use the passing game when the defense is least expecting it.
Yeah, I think that's probably in many ways a trademark of many MAC teams. I think when you look at trying to have success in the MAC, you want to be able to try to run the ball
right.
And stop the run defensively. So, but you can't be one-dimensional either. I mean, teams in the MAC will call you out on that, so to speak. And you got to be able to mix in the pass and throw the ball around. And yeah, that's what we've tried to do is establish the run, and then hopefully that will open up some things in the passing game as well.
Chris Schmidt, sixth year head coach of New Bremen, our guest before tonight. To Division 7 playoff game. It's a Southwest Region semifinal, New Bremen, Fort Loramie. Talk about your defense. It has been tough to run against all year long. It'll be a test along the line of scrimmage in this game tonight. But you've got some excellent players, a few who go both ways for you.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily the biggest team, and so we've tried to rely more on speed and athleticism. And again, the matchup with Fort Loramie, they're going to be a little bit bigger up front than us, and probably stronger too. But hopefully, we can use our quickness a little bit to get to where we need to be and make some plays. And
Berkey and Blickle, two good inside LBs for New Bremen.
Yes, with those two kids do a tremendous job, and they're pretty experienced. And that's what you want. I mean, in our game, and we tell our defensive linemen a lot of times that they need to plug up gaps and holes and let our linebackers run free. And when Ben and Zach are able to do that, our defense looks pretty good. And we feel like we got some speed on the edges too. Mitchell plays one of our strong safety positions, and Wyatt Dickey's also a running back for us on the outside of the other side there. And even our defensive ends with Brankston Krause and Dan Holman, it's a speed thing. We ask them at times to have to take on blocks, and it's not always easy for them. But I think defensively, we really started to kind of see some things click, and that's fun when the team is playing team defense and flying to the football.
Yeah, odd front or even front defensively?
Odd front. Okay. Odd front. 5-2/3-4, kind of hybrid, depending on the situation. But, yeah, odd front.
Yeah, one more question for you. You only get so many offensive possessions a game. And this season, New Bremen football's had a knack of limiting possessions by the other team. You've gotten a bunch of takeaways. You've added then to your offensive possessions as a result. Is that coming by accident? How has that developed? Big one-sided advantage, 18-plus for New Bremen in the takeaway turnover category.
It's certainly something that we talk quite a bit about and try to stress that, good football teams are going to be on the plus side of the turnover margin. And, more times than not, if you can win the turnover battle in games, you're going to put yourself in the best position to win. You may not always win, but you're going to increase your odds. And I think that's a lot of what we talk about is what can we do week in and week out to increase our odds and staying away from negative plays, staying away from turnovers. So we try to stress, ball security and hopefully putting ourselves in a position that defensively we're creating some turnovers. And some of that's been on special teams, too, that we've been able to, create some turnovers. And sometimes it's just luck. You get a bounce, but hopefully our kids are flying to the football and flying to the ball carrier, and they're in a position to then jump on it when it's out.
Words from New Bremen head coach Chris Schmidt in year number 6. He coached at Sydney, or I should say at Bell Fountain, for a few years. Played football at Wittenberg from 1996 to 2000. And his wife teaches up in Van Wert. Daughter is 3 in January. And the father of New Bremen head football coach Chris Schmidt is the longtime volleyball assistant at Fort Loramie. How about that? Well, we've got the playing of the national anthem upcoming here shortly. Both teams will be coming onto the gridiron. Kickoff for this game tonight between New Bremen and Fort Loramie is just around the corner. Again, weather conditions brisk, a wind out of the north, no chance for precipitation. In fact, skies may clear as the night progresses. I want our listeners to know how much we miss Matt Zerker, who resided in the Fairlawn School District and was a regular much of the time here on scoresbroadcast.com over the last several years. We miss Matt more than anyone knows. Mike Wick with me tonight. Chuck McBee, who is in Florida with his family this weekend. His daughter had a child recently. But all of us at scoresbroadcast.com really appreciated the service provided by Matt Zerker. He was so likable, a tireless worker, and he was a high school sports encyclopedia. He passed away in March. We loved Matt. We still do. He's with us in spirit, and I speak for the entire sports community in the region. and all of those who knew Zirk, as some of us called him, including the many who were friends with Matt at Wright State University when he worked there and at the University of Northwestern of Ohio. Matt Zirker, a friend indeed, and boy, I aspire to be as knowledgeable and as and as serving as Matt was.
He was a statistician.
He was. Extremely knowledgeable, always helpful, would never say no to you. And he was a regular here on scoresbroadcast.com for much of the last several seasons. And, Matt, you are still with us in spirit. We love you, buddy. We really do. Fort Loramie Redskins have entered the field from our left. We'll return with starting lineups in the kickoff in a moment. We're back in 60. It's Fort Loramie New Bremen, Division 7 Southwest Region, Region Semifinals football action here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I am Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick. Chuck McBee is in Florida with family. His daughter had a newborn not too many weeks ago. We say hello to you, Chuck. I'm sure it's about 40 to 50 degrees warmer down in the Orlando area than it is here. New Bremen kicking off from right to left, from north to south, with the wind at the Cardinals' back here tonight. Fort Loramie in the home, red jerseys, black pants, black numbers trimmed in white, black headgear. New Bremen, white from top to bottom, wearing the cardinal numerals outlined in gold and bright mustard gold helmets. Opening kick to start the game. A wind at the back of the booter. The ball sails down inside the 15. Returned by Fort Loramie from the 11 to the middle of the field. And good pursuit by New Bremen, who racks up the return man, Barhorst, just over the 20 at the 21-yard line. That's where Sam Barhorst is brought down. Interesting comment in the Chris Schmidt interview several minutes ago. He noted that we have an extremely athletic offensive line. In fact, In his 6 years at New Bremen, this is his most athletic team. He did mention Fort Loramie a little bigger up front. We'll see how well Fort Loramie runs the ball against New Bremen, which has given up ground grudgingly all year, 3.5 yards per rush. Colin Moore tries it over left tackle, and he's got a big gaping hole. He spurts up across the 30, 35, near the 40. He rumbled for about 19 on the first play from scrimmage for Fort Loramie. Redskins offensive line, which did a number on Ansonia last week, performs extremely well on play number one here tonight. Give Moore officially 20 on that first run effort. Here is Colin Moore again diving for a yard and a half from the 40 to the 41.5-yard line. Colin Moore runs it a lot for Fort Loramie. Mitchell Hayes, in fact, by a few yards, the leading rusher for New Bremen. So both QBs like to tuck it away and run it. They'll read the defense, make decisions, and oftentimes hang on to the football. Second and long for Fort Loramie, just over the Redskin 41. Here's a pitch out in the offensive backfield, way back at the 35-yard line. New Bremen diagnoses and upends Sam Barhorst for a huge setback. I tell you what, this New Bremen D came up, made the hit. It was Mitchell Hayes who doubles in the secondary as a defensive back. He's the QB in offense. Uncomfortable down for Fort Loramie, 3rd and 15. Here's the snap back to Colin Moore. He's at his 26, loops it down the left side. Intended receiver at the 50, Logan Eilerman. It's too tall for him. Even the 6'4 Eilerman couldn't bring it in. Well, we mentioned in the pregame the importance for these two defenses to make the offenses throw the ball in long yardage situations. New Bremen came up with a real good second down play after Fort Loramie had registered one first down on the dash up the middle by Colin Moore. Then New Bremen's defense thwarted Fort Loramie, which must punt. High snap to Sam Barhorst, and he gets it away. A wobbler. New Bremen comes up and fair catches right at the 40-yard line. Good field swap for New Bremen. As the Cardinals come away with a good exchange, they begin at their own 40. It was tailback Zach Berkey who fair caught the ball. Quarterback Mitchell Hayes. Berkey, 5'11", 174, a senior, the tailback. The QB, Mitchell Hayes, also a senior. He's in the spread. He's got Berkey to his right. Wyatt Dickey in the slot left. And here's the fake by Hayes to Berkey. Mitchell keeps it, dodges a man in the offensive backfield. Almost thrown for a loss. Did squirm ahead over the 40 to the 43. Garnered 3. Second down and 7 for New Bremen. Offensive line includes Sam Saylor at center, 5'11", 190, a senior. Mason Cook, 5'11", 228, a junior at a guard, along with Ben Blickle, 6'1", 196, at the other guard. 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage is the quarterback Hayes, and we've got whistles and flags before the snap. Offensive line guilty of an infraction for New Bremen. 2 minutes, 2 seconds gone here in the opening period. No score. Fort Loramie produced one first down, then punted. And now New Bremen has a second and about 11 or 12 to go for a first down. The line of scrimmage inside the Cardinals 40 to about the 39. Offensive tackles for New Bremen. Ben Blickle is an offensive tackle, along with Hunter Williams. Here's a little flare pass in the flat. It is Hayes rolling out, dumps it up ahead to the 42, 43-yard line, caught. And the receiver, Berkey, is rolled out of bounds, shy of the New Bremen 45. And the Cardinals now confront a third down and about 6.5 to go for a first down. That play generated about 6. So it's Sam Saylor at center, Mason Cook at a guard, Evan Eich at a guard, Eich 6'1", 192, a sophomore. Ben Blickle, and Hunter Williams. Hunter Williams, 6 feet, 260, a senior. They are the tackles. Here is a keep by Hayes in the offensive backfield. It was a delayed quarterback draw. He's got an opening. He cracks to the 50, over it to the Fort Loramie 48. He produced about 8.5 yards. And he records a first down for the Cardinals. New Bremen's first. So on the Fort Loramie half of the 50, New Bremen sets up first and 10. We mentioned in the pregame, both teams giving up about 10 points a game. Defense has been a strong suit for both clubs all year long. New Bremen having played Coldwater, Marion Local, and Versailles in the heavyweight Midwest Athletic Conference has probably gone up against about the toughest schedule in the state in D7 football. Mitchell Hayes in the offensive backfield gives it to the running back, Berkey, again. It's a counter back to the near side, and behind his offensive left front, he pounds down inside the Fort Loramie 45 to the 43. Tyler Luthman tackled the ball carrier, and he picked up 5. Second and 5, New Bremen. 42.5 of Fort Loramie. Running behind Blickle and Williams was the running back on that last play, Bertke. Here's the quarterback, Hayes, to Bertke again. He comes near side, can't go off tackle, tries to spring it wide, and he meets resistance at the Fort Loramie 40, 3rd and 2.5 to go. Owen Plyman, who has had a fine year in the defensive backfield, head coach Spencer Wells says, Owen is not much on pounds, but I tell you what, on effort and heart, he's everything.
He was there.
Good hit by Plyman. 3rd and about 2.5 to go for New Bremen. 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. We played 4.5 minutes. In the offensive backfield, it's a delayed handoff as the QB Hayes read the offensive line of scrimmage and then dealt the ball away. But Berkey was stuffed at the 39.
I think I saw a flag come out there.
Very short advance. It would be at least 3 yards, well, more like 2 yards needed for a first down. But the penalty against New Bremen will force the Cardinals to retreat. Fort Loramie accepts the penalty. New Bremen gets the down back. The new line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 44, 3rd and 8 for the Cardinals. 7:34 left here in the first quarter. No score. Each team's out of possession. Let's see if New Bremen likes to use wideout David Holman. He's an outstanding receiver, just a sophomore. 6'1", 160-pounder. Here's the quarterback, Hayes, fakes to Berkey, looks, lobs it down the left side, has a receiver at the 21, he lunges, he might have been interfered with, yep, here come the flags.
More than one.
And it was Berkey slipping out of the backfield, roaming down the near side. That's going to be a 15-yard walk-off against Fort Loramie, and will enable New Bremen to get first down yardage in the vicinity of the Fort Loramie 30. Let's see where the new line of scrimmage happens to be. In fact, it is right on the 30-yard strike. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals, who gain a first down by way of penalty. Slot right, Dickey. Staggered to the left of Hayes, and the gun is Berkey, who gets the call. He tries to go right tackle. No room there. He pops it wide back behind the line of scrimmage. He's being flushed to the sideline into the Cardinals bench. Out of bounds at the 34. It's a -3 or -4. That is what you call stringing out the play. Excellent pursuit by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Sam Barhorst, who doubles on both sides of the line of scrimmage, was the chaser on that play. Good effort by Sam. 2nd and long for New Bremen. Keep in mind, this New Bremen team does have a very good field goal kicker in Gable. 2nd down, 13 to go for a first down at the 33 of Fort Loramie. Rolling left is Hayes. Has a wide open receiver down inside the 16-yard line. He clutches it and drops it.
He had it.
Wow. Number 19, Kyle Tankman, a wideout, a good one for New Bremen. was looking ahead at the Fort Loramie defender, took his eyes off the ball for an instant, coughed it up. He would have been able to race down inside the five. Third and 13 for New Bremen. Cardinals might not be in field goal range yet. Nothing, nothing score. We played one half of the first quarter. Snap back to Hayes, short drop. Oh, it's a draw by design. He spilled before he gets back to the original line of scrimmage when the series began, the 30. So it's going to be fourth down and at least 12 to go for New Bremen.
One thing I noticed there on the play before, the referee took a tumble there in the end zone. So I don't know if it's slick there or if he just lost his footing.
I do see some brown in the end zone. Yep, there's some bare grass here and there. Fourth and 13 for New Bremen at the Fort Loramie 33. Three-step drop by Hayes. Throws a bullet toward the end zone. Down the right sideline. Missed his man by about 5 yards. Good single coverage by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins stopped the Cardinals on downs. Running downfield hard for New Bremen was Dan Holman trying to catch up with that football. I remarked earlier that the fine wideout for New Bremen was Dave Holman. It's Dan. Dave, his brother, often plays on the defensive side of the ball. Dan Holman, the real good two-way player, was the man for whom that pass was intended, and it was overtossed by the quarterback, Hayes. 5:40 left in the opening period. Each team with a drive on offense, and Fort Loramie takes over at its own 32-yard stripe. Nothing, nothing score. Here is Barhorst alongside Moore. Collin gets the snap from center and immediately whips it into the left flat. It's high into the Cardinals bench.
It's twice he's been high.
Yeah, neither quarterback in throwing the ball downfield a distance very sharp so far. Clock stops, 5:39 left here in the opening period of this game. The winner moves on to a regional championship game next week at either Marion Local or Riverside. Those two teams are playing tonight in Mercer County. Man in motion out to the right for Fort Loramie. Colin Moore screens to the near side of the field, and it's high and wild, incomplete. New Bremen had it diagnosed pretty well. Timing for Fort Loramie, not clicking. Redskins off about as much as they were on last week against Ansonia. Third and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 32. This New Bremen defense has about 8 or 9 to go both ways. We mentioned Zach Berkey in the pregame, very good linebacker, as is Ben Blickle. Odd front, three-man front for New Bremen, now 5 up on the line of scrimmage. Somebody jumped. We've got a flag, and it might be 5 yards against the Cardinals. It is. Premature movement by New Bremen. So now Fort Loramie gets a reprieve of sorts, 3rd and 5 instead of 3rd and 10. New line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 42.5. Redskins flank 2 receivers to the right, including Eilerman. Colin Moore's going to throw. He's got time. Leaping catch is made up over the 42 at the 43 by the receiver. Colin Moore didn't throw it on the numbers, but it was an outstanding stab on the play by Fort Loramie, neatly done by Eilerman. And had he not been 6'4", I don't think he would have snared it. He got the first down up over the 45 to the 46. Big third down conversion by Fort Loramie, which has completed the first down and third down half the time this year. Here's a jet sweep to the short side of the field. Not much room to gallop for Barhorst. He is bumped out of bounds at about the 47. He gained 1. Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie. We approach the 5-minute mark, first quarter. Second possession for the Redskins. 2 receivers to the right, including Eilerman. Barhorst alongside Colin Moore. And Sam gets the nod, slow going. He's at the line of scrimmage and knocked down right there. 3rd and 9 coming up. Brankston Krause, very good defensive player, 6-foot, 182-pounder. a junior defensive end, on the tackle for New Bremen. Third and 10, Redskins, 46 of Fort Loramie. New Bremen showing blitz, 7 up on the defensive line. Here they come at Colin Moore. He steps up, and now he's going to take off and gallop. He goes to the far side of the field, and he's flushed out of bounds right at the 50 into the Cardinals bench, 6 yards short of a first down. 4:19 left, opening period, no score. And Fort Loramie is forced to punt. We mentioned in the pregame, Sam Barhorst was our Clancy star of the game last week. Spencer Wells said he was superb, offense, defense, and he even dropped a punt dead right on the one-yard line in the first half of that game. He'll try to replicate that effort right here. He'll take the snap way back at his 36, and he gets it away. It's a good one down the left side of the gridiron, and it is hauled in at the 23-yard line by New Bremen. Fair catch right there. So it's first and 10 for the Cardinals, shy of the New Bremen 25. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. New Bremen to the line of scrimmage. Bertke alongside Hayes. Both averaging around five, or I should say both with about 500 total yards on the ground this year. And the ball is handed to Bertke. He's been a workhorse so far. He comes to the near side. He's at the hash mark, and he's rolled around and put on the turf at about the 28. He gained 4. Jarrett Puppelman was in his path right there for Fort Loramie. Second down and 5 officially. 3:45 left in the first quarter. No score. Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Cardinals flank 2 receivers to the right for Hayes. And he fakes the handoff to Bertke and throws a great slant pattern. It's caught at the 40-yard line. And the receiver for New Bremen is on the loose. He's to the Fort Loramie 40, the 30, 20. Caught from behind down around the 14-yard line. Well executed play. Dan Holman, often used receiver for New Bremen. He caught it. It was a slant route. And the quarterback threw it right on the button. Well done by Hayes. And the receiver split the defense. It was Colin Moore, Mike Wick points out, who may have saved the touchdown. First and 10, New Bremen from the 14 of Fort Loramie. Hayes has Bertke alongside. He fakes it, keeps it. It is Hayes backpedaling to the 12-11 down on the turf right there. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. No score, but New Bremen is threatening. That was a beautifully completed pass play by the quarterback Hayes to Holman 2 plays ago. A quick slant, and Hayes, after the fake to Bertke, drilled Holman on the numbers. To the line of scrimmage is New Bremen, second down and 8, after recording 2 on the first play. Receiver flank far right. Oh, we've got a whole bunch of movement along the line of scrimmage. And New Bremen will be penalized 5.
Couldn't tell who jumped first.
Hearing from a lot of people via text and email at the moment. Jeff Bray has communicated with us from down in South Carolina, where it's probably a toasty 75 or 80 degrees, or was a few hours ago.
Poor guy. Listening on his Echo Dot.
2:19 left in the opening period. Second down and 13 now for New Bremen, which was saddled with a 5-yard penalty. Man in motion across the formation, and it's given on a jet sweep. Here's New Bremen racing to the right. And the running back cuts it upfield. It's Bertke. He meets a stone wall at the 11. Good tackle by Fort Loramie's Nick Barhorst on the last play. And it's going to be third down for New Bremen. And about 7.5 or 8 yards to go for a first down. Ball going to be marked for play outside the 10 of Fort Loramie at the 12. New Bremen can get a first down at the 3.5. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. No score. A nice march here by the Cardinals. Let's see what Hayes elects to do. He fakes the handoff to Berkey and keeps. Between left tackle and guard, he stood up. He recorded two, and that was it. And on comes the field goal team, about which I spoke on New Bremen's previous possession. This club has kicked four field goals this year. And Owen Gable, 5'8", 151-pound junior, is on to boot it from about the 18 or 19-yard line. It's going to be a 29-yard field goal, a little bit from right to left for Gable. As I said, he smacked home four field goals on the season. Here's a good rush by Fort Loramie. Gable gets it away. It's got distance. It's fading, though, to the right.
Missed it.
No good. And Fort Loramie dodges a bullet. New Bremen's drive stalls. Cardinals come up empty. Field goal, no, off to the right. Still a scoreless game with 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So many thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. In fact, we'll hear from Reese Meyering at our commercial break. Thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Well, New Bremen thwarts Fort Loramie's first down play. It began from the 21. It's a negative three, a run by Fort Loramie to the right, and New Bremen's defense against the run is living up to its billing.
Sure.
Allowing about 3.5 per rush all year, and the Cardinals giving up ground grudgingly tonight to Fort Loramie. Final seconds of the first quarter, clock winding down.
They're going to get the snap.
Play clock is at 14, scoreboard clock at 7. Redskins don't have to snap it, but they do. And it's kind of an aborted play, mix-up in the offensive backfield for Fort Loramie. No gain, and when the second quarter begins, Fort Loramie will have a third down and in excess of 12 yards to go for a first down around its own 15. No score here at Fort Loramie. Redskins nothing, Cardinals nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick at Fort Loramie. We start play here in the second quarter. Third and 12 for Fort Loramie as Colin Moore drifts back to pass inside his own 10-yard line. It's a short one. It is caught at about the 13 or 14-yard line. The receiver, Nate Meyer, who is in on that play, is collared right now. Down he goes. Play actually went for a short loss, and Fort Loramie's Sam Barhorst must punt. New Bremen stood tall on that defensive stand. And the Cardinals promised to get very good field position.
I want that second down back.
Right before the end of the first quarter, right. Barhorst gets the kick away, barely. Good rush by New Bremen. Fair catch by Bertke at the Redskins, 42. Opening 42nd, second quarter of play. Fort Loramie nothing, New Bremen nothing. New. Bremen's defense has been the theme of this game so far, and it's enabled the Cardinals to get very good field position as we launch play here in the second quarter. Short field for the Cardinals. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 42. Slot to the left is Dickey. The running back is Zach Bertke alongside Mitchell Hayes, who wants to throw in first down. Slipped momentarily in the offensive backfield. Tried to hit Holman down the middle, a little strong at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, I think losing his footing there didn't help that play progress at all.
Nope. Those two young men, Hayes and Holman, hooked up on New Bremen's last possession for a huge gainer. They couldn't connect on this one. Clock stops, 11:16 to go in the second quarter play. Nothing, New Bremen, Fort Loramie. Cardinals with a second and 10 at the Redskins 42. Sailor at center. We'll snap it back to Hayes in the gun momentarily. Mitchell sees something he does not like, and a timeout is called. Nothing, our score early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
New Bremen Cardinals try a screen pass on second and 10 from the Fort Loramie 42. It's in the hands of the receiver. He's belted. The ball comes out incomplete. It was stuffed, blown up by Fort Loramie. It was Bertke on the receiving end. What a hit by Nate Meyer. Welcome back to the Redskins squad, Nate Meyer, who suffered a hamstring injury several years ago, returning with a flare tonight, was in an offense on the previous series, and he made a stick on Bertke on that pass play right there.
Finally got the crowd into it.
Third and 10, New Bremen, line of scrimmage, Fort Loramie 42. Redskins relinquished the football in their own end. And New Bremen, looking at a third down, 10 yards to go, wants to take a timeout again. Nothing, our score. It's been a defensive tilt so far. We'll return in 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, the New Bremen Cardinals come up with a big play on third and 10 from outside the 42 of Fort Loramie. Mitchell Hayes, the quarterback for New Bremen, rolled left. It was a throwback to the right downfield inside the 30 of Fort Loramie, snared at about the 26 or 7 yard line. That's where the Cardinals have got it. First and 10. Nice conversion of first down and third down through the air by New Bremen. Quarterback Hayes deals to Berkey, tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Might have fallen forward for a half yard gain. That's it. Redskins seemingly had New Bremen stopped. For the Cardinals, it's run first and then pass. New Bremen has come up with big plays through the air so far in this game. No score, 10:23 to go here in the second quarter. New Bremen is threatening. Outside the Fort Loramie 25, trips to the right. Oh, it's a juke step to the left with the quarterback, Hayes. He stabbed with the left foot and then took off to the right. He carved out some running room. He wedged downfield for 5 or 6. That'll set up a third and about 4.5 to go for a first down. Well, closer to 5, call it. Play coming in for the Cardinals. Again, New Bremen is in Gable's field goal range. He missed one earlier in this contest late in the first quarter. That one was from about 29 yards. Quarterback Hayes hands to the ball carrier, trying to turn the left corner. It is Wyatt Dickey, the slot back. He can't get to the edge, and Fort Loramie stuffs it. Small advance for New Bremen, setting up a fourth down and at least several yards to go for a first down. Good effort by Fort Loramie's defensive end, Bruns, in there on the tackle. He ran that play down. And now New Bremen sustains a field goal try and elects to go for it on 4th and 4 yards to go officially.
Interesting decision.
3 receivers to the right. Snap back to Hayes, who rolls this way. He's got an open receiver, underthrows him. Fort Loramie on the pick. Redskins actually might have been better to just bat it down because they would have gotten the ball further upfield at the New Bremen line of scrimmage. But it's Sam Barhorst on the pick. He intercepts outside the 10, and that's where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. Pass underthrown by Hayes. Had a man available down around the 5, but he was short on the toss. Still no score in this game. 8:46 left here in the first half. Yep, New Bremen's had the better of the field position the last several minutes in this contest, that's for sure. Neither team able to punch in points. Fort Loramie flanks a receiver wide right. Here's Colin Moore in the offensive backfield. He fakes it, keeps it. Ooh, he is pinned immediately. Set back of about, 3 yards? 2nd and 13 for Fort Loramie. New Bremen's defensive front has been stellar. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, facing a 2nd and 12 officially. Clock winding down toward the 8-minute mark. Second quarter of action. Blickle and Berkey, 2 very good linebackers for New Bremen. Holman, an outstanding defensive end. Fort Loramie trying to run its way out of trouble, can't do it. That effort is jammed up right at the 10-yard stripe. So it's going to be 3rd and 10. And let's see if head coach Spencer Wells elects to throw it, or will he play it close to the vest? 7:46 to go in the second quarter. No score yet in this game. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. A quartet of receivers flanked. 2 each way. Barhorst in the backfield with Colin Moore, who drops to his 4 to throw. Fires, and he pitched it a little high at the 26. The receiver, Eilerman, got his fingertips on it. It's no good. Fort Loramie not clicking offensively like it did last week against Ansonia. New Bremen's defense, a lot to do with that. Clock stops, 7:26 to go in the first half. New Bremen again will get the football in Fort Loramie's half the field. Sam Barhorst, the punter, has got to be careful. He's 6 yards deep in his end zone. It's a high end over end kick, and it is extremely short. It hits up over the 35 of Fort Loramie and takes a hop backwards. Oh, it's a roll for New Bremen. It's in the Cardinals' favor. Let's see where the new line of scrimmage is going to be. At about the 29, Cardinals in business.
It's real good for field position.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Mitchell Hayes to throw. No, he's not. He's going to run it. That was a design play, and it's felled out nicely by Fort Loramie. They cornered Hayes in the offensive backfield, and if he got back to the line of scrimmage, he just barely made it. Second and 10, New Bremen. Thanks to Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank. 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. New Bremen to the line of scrimmage, second and 10 from the Fort Loramie 29. Hayes fakes the handoff on the play to Berkey. Hayes to throw, middle of the field. It's up and over the receiver's head at the 10-yard line. Not a chance. It was Holman. He's a marked man. Hayes likes him. Fort Loramie's defense spying on Holman as well. He was covered up. And the quarterback, Hayes, for New Bremen, had a tight window to throw it in there to and simply couldn't get it done. New Bremen with a third and 10. Fort Loramie's defense has had its backs to the wall. 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. Third down and 10 to go. Here's Hayes rolling left in the offensive backfield. Throws a looper down the left side. It looks like it's caught down inside the 20-yard line. Yes, it is. Caught on the play by wideout Trevor Bergman. He, Brankston Krause, David Holman, and Kyle Tankman are the wide receivers for New Bremen. And that was a nicely completed pass play. New line of scrimmage right at the Fort Loramie 15. New Bremen threatening. Snap back to Hayes. Oh, he fakes to Berkey. Wants to throw. Now he's got to keep. It's a sprint to the sideline. And then Hayes unleashes a forward pass. Incomplete, 7 yards deep in the end zone. Had a receiver available. Had he not led him too far, it was Dan Holman. Hayes comes up empty. Clock stops, 6:22 left in quarter number two. Second and 10 for New Bremen at the Fort Loramie 15-yard line. Fort Loramie's defense has come up clutch in difficult situations. New Bremen trying to put the first points on the board in this game. Snap back to Hayes. He elects to run right up the middle. Bounces off the pile. Slides from the 15 to the 12. The 11 stood up right there. Third and 6 upcoming for New Bremen.
Bounced off one pile, went right into another.
We have consumed now half of the second quarter. 6 minutes left. Nothing, nothing game. Fort Loramie players trying to urge on the Fort Loramie cheering section. And here come the Cardinals to the line of scrimmage. A couple of receivers left. Dickey slot right. Short drop by Hayes. Fade pattern beyond the pylon. Missed his man by a good 3 or 4 strides. That was tossed out of bounds. So New Bremen misfires on the third down play. And now Gable is on for his second field goal try of this night. He missed earlier from about 29. This line of scrimmage is at the 11. This kick will have to travel about 28. He was wide right on the first one late in the first quarter. This one from 28 is from left to right. Here's the kick by Gable. Boy, he's got plenty of distance. He smacks it through. It's perfect. Field goal try. Owen Gable is fifth of the year for New Bremen. And the Cardinals jump on top by a count of 3-0. 3-0 New Bremen, 5:36 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And thank you so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum of Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. Short kickoff by New Bremen following the Cardinals' field goal by Gable of 28 yards. And Fort Loramie starts first down 10 yards to go from its own 36. Redskins trying to get some consistency in offense. And wow, New Bremen clobbers the middle screen. Fort Loramie threw it. Colin Moore flipped it. And it was received on the play by Eilerman, and he was belted right now. That play was blown up by New Bremen, which has been right on, spot on defense by New Bremen all evening. Fort Loramie unable to move the ball with any continuity tonight. That play went for no gain. Second and 10. Colin Moore, an 8-yard drop. Flips it in the left flat. Receiver catches over the line of scrimmage at the 41. Puts his head down. Digs to the 45. It is Logan Eilerman. A net on the play of 9.
Short one.
It's going to be third down. About a yard and a half to go for a first down for Fort Loramie, which trails 3-0. And we are all the way down to 4:30 left in the second quarter. A quickly played first half. Two receivers short side of the field for Colin Moore. And he gives it to his offensive back, who's met solidly shoulder to shoulder back at the 43. It goes for a minus, yard and a half. It was Jacob Sherman. This New Bremen defense has been stellar tonight. That was Brankston Krause from his defensive linebacker spot, and Fort Loramie is forced to kick it. I bet the Redskins don't have but maybe about 60 or 70 net yards here in the first half of this game.
New Bremen just is everywhere.
New Bremen's defense playing as advertised, giving up about 3.5 per rush all year. Here is Fort Loramie's Sam Barhorst back to punt. And Sam gets a good one away. It's Burtke catching, waist high at the 25, spilled at the 29. So after the punt by Barhorst, a return of 5 for New Bremen. First and 10 Cardinals at their own 30. 3:33 left, second quarter of play, 3-0 in favor of New Bremen.
He recovered really well from that apparent bad snap. It was on the ground, but he picked it up and got a good punt off.
Fort Loramie with 3 timeouts remaining. New Bremen's used 2. Only 1 left for the Cardinals. Receiver split far left and right. The quarterback, Hayes, gives to Blickle. Outside right tackle. He stretches to the 32 or 3. In there on the tackle for Fort Loramie, Nate Meyer. Brock Ruhenkamp assisted. As we work down toward the 3-minute mark here in the second quarter, a snappy played first half of action. Both teams have kept it on the ground. We've had a few successful pass plays. couple real good ones by New Bremen. Neither team has run the ball worth a darn, and give the defenses credit. Hayes, offensive backfield, fakes to Berkey going left. Hayes runs right, and Fort Loramie sniffs it out. Minimal gain to the 33, third and seven. In there on the tackle was Luthman for Fort Loramie, as Tyler upended the ball carrier, and that sets up a third down. At least seven to go, more like seven and a half for New Bremen, as the clock winds all the way down to 2:18 remaining here in the second quarter. 3-0 in favor of New Bremen. Mitchell Hayes to throw. Here comes the pressure. Nearly an offensive hold by New Bremen. Here's the ball zipped down the near sideline. Fort Loramie busts it up at the 44 of the Redskins. Ball intended on the play. Downfield for New Bremen's wideout. I think it was Dan Holman. Good coverage on the play by the Redskins. And now Fort Loramie with a chance to get fairly good field position with 2 minutes and three timeouts remaining late in the second quarter. New Bremen back in deep punt formation. End over end kick. Barhorse fair catches at its 34. And that is where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. We'll talk at length about Pinnacle Sports Therapy here at halftime. So many thanks to Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle in Fort Loramie. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. 2 minutes even left in the second quarter. Three-step drop by Colin Moore. He fires down the middle of the field. Good double coverage by New Bremen. Ball a hair short, tipped away at the Redskins 37.
That was going to be a big play if it was completed.
Downfield for Fort Loramie, I think, was Lucas Putoff. I believe that was him. He's been nursing an ankle. Two receivers right, two to the left for Fort Loramie on second and 10. Clock was halted at 1:54. Colin Moore is popped as he tries to deliver the forward pass, which comes up way shy of the mark. This New Bremen defense has been across the line of scrimmage in the hair of Fort Loramie's Colin Moore and his offensive backs all night. Fort Loramie with three timeouts left, New Bremen with one. 1:50 to go in the second quarter, 3-0 New Bremen. A trio of receivers to the New Bremen side of the field, the wide side. Oh, here comes the blitz. It's a screen, and New Bremen's all over it. Small advance. Boy, New Bremen had pressure on Colin Moore, who did get the ball away, but the Cardinals had the screen blown up, and again, Fort Loramie will have to punt. Sam Barhorse back in punt formation at about his own 24. New Bremen with two deep men. Hayes and Berkey at about the 31 or 32. Keep in mind now the Cardinals of New Bremen will get the ball to begin the third quarter. And Sam Barhorse gets a wobbly one away. It hits on Fort Loramie's side of the field and stops at the 50. For the New Bremen Cardinals have been playing the last 10 or 12 minutes of this game in Fort Loramie's half of the gridiron. And with one timeout remaining and 59 seconds on the clock, the Cardinals start first and 10 from right at the 50. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Mitchell Hayes rolling right, still looking, aims for a receiver near sideline. Yes, he's got it. 43-yard line of Fort Loramie. That was home and again. Oh, that's the favorite target of Mitchell Hayes. The play on first down is good for six. Holman got out of bounds, utilizing only about 6 seconds off the clock. 53 ticks remaining here in quarter number two. It is New Bremen 3, Fort Loramie nothing. To the line of scrimmage come the Cardinals. Man in motion across the formation. Here's Hayes keeping. Look at him go. He flies around left end.
He's still
breaks
up.
He breaks a tackle. Another one. He goes to the 10 and bolts to the end zone. Mitchell Hayes simply would not be denied. What a run by Hayes. Looked like he was stopped a couple times in the vicinity of the 30-yard line. And he shook off would-be red jerseys. And away he went. He is the leading rusher for the year for New Bremen, by several yards over Zach Berkey. And according to Chris Schmidt, head coach of New Bremen, Hayes is one of the two or three fastest young men on this New Bremen team, and he showed us that speed right there. Extra point try here for New Bremen with 42 seconds left in the first half. New Bremen got the ball around midfield with 59 seconds to go in the second quarter. And it took New Bremen just 17 seconds to reach the end zone. In a flash, Mitchell Hayes took it from, where was that line of scrimmage, Mike? The run by Hayes. It was about a
35, 40?
About a 40-yard bolt to the end zone by Hayes. Very impressive. Extra point try by New Bremen. It's on its way. It's inside the left upright. Yes, it's good. So the Cardinals have bolted on top 10-0. It's been a field position game the last 15 minutes or so, favoring New Bremen, which is in front by a 10-0 count. And we're down to 42 ticks left on the clock here in the first half. Work to do for Fort Loramie, which, by the way, will kick off to start the third quarter of this game tonight. Don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. And you'll enjoy that new late-night menu open till 11. And remember, Tuesday and Wednesday luncheon specials, roasted chicken on Tuesday and pork tenderloin on Wednesday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, brookenspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie up over the 25, shy of the 30. Redskins have three timeouts remaining, and I'm sure if the Redskins get a productive play here right off the bat, head coach Spencer Wells will use the timeouts. But this game has been dictated so far by New Bremen's defense. It has thwarted Fort Loramie without question. Redskins just not able to move the ball much. Three receivers far right. 10-0 New Bremen. Several yard drop by Colin Moore. Fires down the middle of the field. Deep zone defense by New Bremen. And we've got a late flag coming in. Let's see what's been ruled. That was a high hit on the wideout for Fort Loramie up at the 49-yard line.
It's another high throw.
A few white jerseys all around. Yep, Collins been a little wild high so far in this game. And maybe the penalty marker is going to be picked up. I think that is the end result of the discussion by the men in stripes.
And he did, in fact, wave it off.
Yep. It was overthrown. No call. And Fort Loramie was hoping at first it was pass interference, or perhaps a hit on a defenseless receiver, but not so. Second and 10 Redskins. Clock did stop. 33 seconds to go, second quarter. a trio of receivers to the right for Colin Moore. And New Bremen's got seven in coverage now. Moore running out of trouble way back behind the line of scrimmage. Fires and hits a receiver. Hit the far hash mark. Hit the 45. Tackle near the 50. Don't know if the ball came loose or not, but I think it is Redskins possession. Line of scrimmage, the 49-yard line. Well done by the Redskins, who get a timeout. We'll keep it right here, Mike. 33 seconds to go, or I should say 23 seconds to go in the first half of this game, with New Bremen leading by a count of 10-0. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. They are Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. And we thank all of the staff and associates at Superior and Francis Schulze. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, outstanding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing and Hoing, which has become one of the premier home builders in the area. More about Hoing and Hoing in a moment. First and 10 Redskins at the 49 of New Bremen officially. 20 seconds to go in the half. Here's the ball fired down the right sideline in front of the New Bremen bench, and it's hauled in, complete. New line of scrimmage, the 37 of the Cardinals. Clock stops, first down chain is advanced. Now the clock will kick in again. Redskins at the 37, 18 ticks remaining, second quarter. Two timeouts left. Redskins to throw from the 46 of New Bremen, and it's a sack. Good effort behind the line of scrimmage. Brankston Krause on the hit. And the Redskins use one of those two remaining timeouts. 13.2 to go in the second quarter. New line of scrimmage, the 45 of New Bremen. And this Cardinals defense has been every bit it was cracked up to be coming into this game tonight. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Retker. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Pleased to be a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second down 18 for Fort Loramie. You might as well say second down and 45 and a half to go to the goal line. Here's a flat pass complete at the 36 or 7 of New Bremen. Tackle made in the field of play. 7-6 seconds to go. Redskins have got to use a timeout, and they do. Clock stops at officially 5.1 remaining. It's going to be third down for the Redskins, who will probably try to pump this one to the end zone.
Kind of like the Hail Mary.
Yep. In fact, last week, Fort Loramie struck for 6 points on a Hail Mary of sorts from quarterback Colin Moore to Sam Barhorse late in that second quarter in the 42-0 win over Ansonia. Redskins will try to pull a rabbit out of the hat again here tonight on the upcoming play. 10-0 New Bremen. Cardinals defense has dictated this game so far. New Bremen is getting pressure on the Fort Loramie quarterback. Redskins not having a lot of time to throw, and the run game has been stopped cold. Colin Moore is off the field of play, I think, Mike. been looking for him on the sideline. I believe that's Sam Barhorst in at quarterback, who lost a long high archer downfield inside the five near the goal line. New Bremen may have picked it off.
Number 12.
Well done by New Bremen. Nick Allig on the interception as time expires, ending the second quarter. Not sure if that was Colin Moore on the field there at the end of the second.
I don't think it was.
At the end of the second quarter or not. Anyway, the first half, all New Bremen. First quarter and a half scoreless. Fort Loramie had one fairly good drive in the first period, but the Redskins simply have not been able to move the ball tonight with much authority at all. This New Bremen Cardinal defense has stalled Fort Loramie's run and pass game, and a 40-yard dash to the end zone by Mitchell Hayes late in that second quarter has enabled New Bremen to increase its lead from 3-0 to 10-0. New Bremen got an earlier second quarter field goal from Owen Gable of 28 yards. That's the scoring so far in this contest. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. And at the same time, this game coverage can also be heard during online video offered through the Fort Loramie High School Athletics website, FortLoramieAthletics.com. And in addition, the National Federation of High Schools provides the same video and audio coverage at NFHSnetwork.com, a site which offers a search engine for the user to access various events produced at Fort Loramie and many other high schools. And we'd like to note that in the coming weeks, we will be making a major announcement with regard to the fact that our audio will expand to a long-standing major media outlet here in the area. That announcement coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we will provide that information to you at an appropriate time, probably before the end of the first week of November. Halftime score at Fort Loramie. New Bremen winning by a 10-0 count. Actually, it feels like Fort Loramie should be behind by more than a 10-0 score because the Cardinals have taken the game to Fort Loramie all evening long. On the field right now is the Fort Loramie band performing. Winner of this game advances on to a regional final next week at the site of the winner of the Marion Local Riverside game. That contest is going on tonight at Maria Stein. We're going to break for a commercial block of a little over 3 minutes. It's commercial block number 2 on our laptop computer menu. 10-0 New Bremen over Fort Loramie at the intermission break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie. Chuck McBee will be with us next week for volleyball coverage from the regional tournament at Northmont. Chuck is in Orlando, Florida, this weekend with his daughter and family. She had a newborn in recent months.
Congratulations.
So Chuck has made the way down to Florida and is enjoying the new young one and his daughter in warm weather down in Florida. So, Chuck, we look forward to seeing you next week. We will have volleyball regional action from Northmont on Thursday evening. More than likely a doubleheader with matches at roughly 6 and 8. Those times will be finalized. We could be on the air as early as 5:45 on Thursday night for volleyball regional action from Northmont. And then Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock start, webcast time about 1:45 Saturday afternoon from Northmont for a volleyball regional championship contest. Rushi and Fort Loramie and New Bremen, which a few nights ago knocked out number one ranked New Knoxville, are three of the four likely participants in that regional. Jackson Center from Shelby County, could also be there. District matches at Troy tomorrow will determine three of those four regional teams. New Bremen is the likely squad to come down from the Northwest District to join the three Southwest District winners in the Northmont region. By the way, Fort Loramie was ranked number five in the state in volleyball this week. New Bremen was three. New Knoxville had been number one. New Knoxville defeated Fort Loramie and New Bremen in the regular season. But New Bremen defeated Knoxville in three close sets two nights ago. Fort Recovery, by the way, ranked fourth in the state in volleyball. D4 is in the Northwest Regional and will not come down to Northmont. It's a loaded region that includes Rushi, ranked 11th in the state. And Jackson Center is number 20 in the state of Ohio in Division IV volleyball. So four of the top 20 teams in the state in Division IV volleyball could very well be locking horns in regional action on Thursday night at Northmont High School. We noted before the kickoff tonight a tribute to a very, very, very good friend of ours, Matt Zerker, who passed in late March. And I want our listeners to know how much we miss Matt Zerker, who resided in the Fairlawn School District and was a regular much of the time here on scoresbroadcast.com over the last several seasons. We miss Matt more than anyone would know. He was so likable, a tireless worker, would never say no, would help out here on scoresbroadcast.com so often. He was a sports encyclopedia. We love Matt, still do. He's with us in spirit. Matt, we're talking to you right now. Zerk, as we often called him, will be remembered by the entire sports community here in West Central Ohio. And he'll be remembered by many of the folks in the area who were touched by Matt Zerker. A lot of friends at Wright State, where he worked, at the University of Northwestern of Ohio, where he worked. And Matt, this is a tribute to you. You are still with us in spirit. We love you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Fort Laramie Band leaving the field after a performance here at intermission. We're about 5 minutes or so away from the start of our second half. We will roll with commercial block number one. Before we return with our second half kickoff, it will be New Bremen receiving the boot from Fort Laramie. Cardinals lead 10-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Redskins trail New Bremen 10-0. This game has been dictated by New Bremen's defense all night long. 10 points scored in the second quarter by the Cardinals, which have benefited from very good field position as a result of superb defensive play. Fort Loramie just simply unable to get anything going consistently on offense. Redskins spent much of that first half on their side of the 50. We're so pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. A new sponsor last winter here on scoresbroadcast.com, physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one, and he develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you too. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He will treat knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem Plus, Medicare, and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Again, thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram here on scoresbroadcast.com. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. And it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Well, Mike, let's take a three-minute commercial break. We'll play one of our commercial blocks. Well, we don't have time for a full 3 minutes. So let's hear from one of our outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com before our third quarter commences. New Bremen will receive Fort Loramie's kickoff. The Cardinals are in front, 10-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at tomjerrys.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie. Redskins kick off to start the third quarter, trailing 10-0 in a game dominated by New Bremen, especially the Cardinals' defense. Fort Loramie's defense has been pretty good as well. New Bremen has kicked a field goal and got a short field score of about 50 yards a drive. Mitchell Hayes, the quarterback, finished it off with a 40-yard dash to the end zone. That followed a punt by Fort Loramie from deep in its own end. Here's the Redskins kickoff to start the second half. And it is run back for a short return by New Bremen up and over the 30. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. Pretty good tackle on the play by the Redskins in there on the hit for Fort Loramie. Gabe Meyer, a junior, on the tackle of the return man, one of the upbacks for New Bremen. Mitchell Hayes has made very good decisions in this game so far. Holman has been an often used wide receiver. Zach Berkey has done the load of the ball carrying. Hayes, though, will run it two. In fact, he's got the New Bremen touchdown on the ground, a gallop of 40 yards. Rushing effort to start the second half. Minimal gain for the Cardinals. Second down and about 7.5 to go for a first down. Mac Fortman, who's had a very good season, in there on the hit for the Redskins. Fort Loramie ran exceedingly well last week behind Fortman and company up front. Mac kicked 6 straight extra points. Redskins, though, yet to get a touchdown tonight, down 10-0. Opening minute, third quarter. Hayes sends a man in motion. It's Dickey. And it goes to Dickey around the right side. Boy, he's got blazing speed. Look at him go. He's across the 50 and deep into Fort Loramie territory. Boy, he hot-footed it all the way to about the 25-20. Punched out at the 19. First and 10 for the New Bremen Cardinals from that spot on the field. Wyatt Dickey. He was burning some rubber on that play.
It was.
Wow. Did he scoot down the right side? This New Bremen team has flashed some speed. Hayes with a touchdown run, and Dickey with a long one right there of about 40 yards or so. Offensive play, Cardinals slowed down along the numbers, far side of the field, but then again down inside the 15 to the 13. Pickup of 6. It is second down and 4 for New Bremen. Boy, 7 points here by the Cardinals would put them up 3 scores at 17-0. That would make it tough on Fort Loramie. First 2 minutes, third quarter. Couple of receivers wide left. Mitchell Hayes gives to Berkey, and Berkey's thrown around to the turf at the 14. Spun down. Gain of maybe a yard, not much more. Third down, at least 4 needed for a first down for New Bremen, which is on top 10-0. Opening 2 minutes, 20 seconds, third quarter of play. But Fort Loramie needs to shut down New Bremen with no more than a field goal at the end of this drive. Redskins cannot afford to go behind by 3 scores. New Bremen trying to punch it into the end zone here. Looks like an aborted play. Nearly a sack of Hayes. Gets the pass away late, and the Cardinals have an open lane to the end zone, and it's a touchdown. It did not look artistic one bit. And New Bremen completes it in the left flat for a touchdown. It's not how it was drawn up, but the Cardinals will take it. And I think that was that 8, Brankston Krause?
I think so.
On the reception? He ad-libbed a route downfield, came back toward the quarterback, and Mitchell Hayes had roamed to the right. He circled back to the left and found his receiver. And let's see, we have New Bremen lining up at the line of scrimmage for the extra point, and a five-yard walk-off is coming up against the Cardinals. So now the extra point try will be back from outside the 15-yard line. This to make it a three-score lead for New Bremen. It's 16-0 right now. A successful PAT will elevate the advantage to 17-0 and put Fort Laramie behind by three scores. And New Bremen is electing to run the ball after the snap from center may have been mishandled just a bit. It was fumbled slightly. And New Bremen does not convert what was an attempted two-point conversion in the end. PAT not successful. And Fort Laramie is within two scores still, 2-8 at 16-0. 9:18 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll return in a moment. New Bremen up 16-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make their region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
New Bremen kicks off after the 6 points. The point or points after denied. Returned by Fort Laramie from the 18. Far hash mark at the numerals in front of the New Bremen bench. Tackle made up over the 30. Sam Barhorst is knocked down at the 32 or 3. And it is imperative now for Fort Laramie to get a concerted drive going on offense. Redskins, no doubt, with a touchdown, would have to go for two, trailing 16-0. It has been a game dominated by New Bremen, both sides of the ball. Let's see if Fort Laramie can muster up an attack here. Here's a pitch into the flat with the Redskins, a broken tackle, a good run after catch, and the play nets about 5 or 6. Colin Moore at QB found Nate Meyer. As we said in the first half, good to have Nate back. Second down for the Redskins. New line of scrimmage up over the 35 of the 37. Nate coming off a hamstring injury. 8:43 left, third quarter. Colin Moore takes the snap, dodges one Cardinal. Ooh, he is subdued after losing a yard. It's going to be third down and every bit of 5 or 6 to go for a first down.
I think you can pretty much say the center there, the middle, is just pretty well shut down.
Yep, New Bremen's defense has really tightened up against Fort Laramie's rushing game. Two receivers far left. Third and 6 Redskins. 36-yard line. Colin Moore with a deep drop. Throws, far hash mark. Reception made a few yards downfield, but an immediate hit by New Bremen. Tackle there, 3 yards short of the first down marker. It's going to be fourth down, and 2.5 to go for a first down for Fort Laramie. And I've got to believe the Redskins are in four down territory. No tomorrow. This is a playoff game. You're down by 16 points with 7:43 to go in the third. Redskins need a little more than 2 yards for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 40. They must get to the 42.5. Here's Colin Moore faking the inside handoff, lobbing a long bomb down the left side. It's caught! It's caught! A race to the end zone. Touchdown! The Redskins pulled one out of the hat. On fourth down from the 40-yard line, Logan Eilerman caught the beautifully thrown ball from Colin Moore. It goes for 60 on fourth down and a little better than 2.
Wow, he floated that one real nice.
Oh, my goodness. Colin Moore couldn't have feathered that football in there more perfectly than he did. And Logan Eilerman, with his speed and long strides, caught up to it. It looked like it might be a shade overthrown, but nope. Colin Moore on the gallop down the sidelines. Made a beautiful fingertip reception in stride in the neighborhood of the 25 or so. And it was off to the races. 16-6 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Loramie has to go for two. Colin Moore in the spread. Oh, it's a jump pass over the middle. New Bremen bats it down. It comes right back to Colin Moore. He catches and scores. What a play.
Wow.
A big, big break for Fort Loramie. Defensive line for New Bremen. Alertly batted down the jump pass by Fort Loramie. It was a sneaky play call. Redskins appeared to have two tight ends in. Nobody was flanked. Fort Loramie tried to squeeze somebody several yards over the middle in the end zone. And the short bullet pass by Colin Moore was popped up in the air by a New Bremen Cardinal defensive lineman. And I think it went right back to Colin Moore. And Colin Moore bucked right up the middle, exploding into the end zone. And it's 16-8. So we've had a couple of point after situations here in the third quarter. A fumbled snap disabled New Bremen in its attempt to kick for a point to go up 17-0. They wound up having to try to run, and that didn't work. So the two-point conversion in the end failed for New Bremen, leaving the advantage at 16-0. And Fort Loramie comes back with an eight-pointer at the 7:22 mark of the third quarter. A 40-yard bomb, Moore to Eilerman, and then a batted pass back to Colin Moore is run in by him for the two-point conversion. And New Bremen's kickoff return is a good one, but flags fly. More than likely, it's on the return team. What a swing of events here in the last couple of minutes. A New Bremen touchdown increased the Cardinals' lead from 10-0 to 16-0, but they botched the PAT, and Fort Loramie converts a fourth and 2.5 from the 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. That was a 60-yard play. I may have mistakenly said it was a 40-yard play. It was a 60-yard touchdown, Moore to Eilerman. And the batted pass by Moore came right back into his hands.
What an alert play.
And he marched into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Running play, Bertke, first and 10 for New Bremen. Good power run by him. And he carves out about 10 or 11. First and 10 Cardinals at the 45. New Bremen hustling up to the line of scrimmage. Quick, up-tempo offense now for the Cardinals, who lead 16-8 with 5 minutes gone in the third quarter. Hayes deals to Bertke, breaks a tackle, is stood up at the 50, down he goes. I am impressed with Zach Bertke, 5'11", 174, a senior. It takes more than a player or two to knock him off his pins. Might have been a marker on the play. False start against New Bremen. It should have negated the play in the first place. That was a pre-snap penalty. The officials now indicate illegal procedure. So it's going to be first down all over again for New Bremen. First and 15 from the Cardinals 40. Well, we now have a one-possession ball game. New Bremen was on the verge of going up 17-0, missed the point or points after. Fort Loramie got an eight-pointer on the ensuing possession, and it's 16-8. Mitchell Hayes takes the snap, and away he goes, trying to run around the left end. A quarterback scamper all the way, and he bowls forward for about seven. Sam Barhorst came up to greet him. 6:21 to go, third quarter, 16-8. New Bremen leads. Second down eight for the Cardinals at their own 47-yard stripe. The wideouts are David Holman, or my mistake, I should say Dan Holman. And often used is Trevor Bergman, along with Brankston Krause. Well, the number 28 dialed up again. Those are the numerals on the back of Bertke for New Bremen, but he sat down just beyond the line of scrimmage. They might have lost a foot or two. In fact, he did. Third and nine, Cardinals. Big possession down here. And with good field position in the middle of the gridiron, you can expect Hayes to pitch one.
A big stop here would be good.
Two receivers far right. Hayes rolls that way. Oh, he's going to tuck it away and run. He made one man miss, not the second. He's flattened. Punting situation, New Bremen. Momentum in this game shifting somewhat. Just over five to play in the third quarter. 16-8, New Bremen leads.
I think with those last 8 points, I think the momentum did definitely shift.
Redskins within a touchdown. New Bremen in punt formation. Redskins will get the end-over-end kick. No, they can't catch it. It hits and dies like a wedge in the golf game just inside the 20-yard line. And that's where it will be. First down and 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. First and 10, Redskins, who need a long drive and a two-point conversion to knot this game up. Colton Muther, the punter for New Bremen, stuck that one just inside the 20. Good job by him. Fort Loramie got a touchdown, its last possession, 60-yard pass play. Colin Moore to Logan Eilerman. And Moore's forward pass was smacked in the air right back to him. And then he carried it over the goal line on the two-point conversion. Here's a run right up the gut. The Redskins gash the New Bremen D for a 12-yard shoot right up the middle on first and 10. New line of scrimmage, the 32. Tankman in there on the tackle for New Bremen. Defensive back who doubles on the offense as a receiver. 4:26 to go in the third quarter. 16-8 New Bremen. First and 10 for the Redskins. For the last several minutes have breathed new life into Fort Loramie. Here's Colin Moore again, right behind his offensive center and guards. He pushes out to about the 38 or 9. It's going to be second down and 4. Fort Loramie's offensive line starting to assert itself. Dickey in there for New Bremen on the stop. Calvin Hoying at a tackle. Jarrett Puppelman at a tackle. Carson Tennery at a guard. Mac Fortman at a guard. Adam Siegel over the ball at center on second down and 3, Redskins at their own 39. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. New Bremen up 8. Oh, here's the snap to Moore, a pitch behind him, and New Bremen's not fooled. The play goes for a huge loss. Back inside the 30, good tackle by New Bremen's Brankston Krause. He diagnosed it. Third down, a dozen to go for a first down as we near the three-minute mark late in the third quarter. 16-8 New Bremen. Fort Loramie flanks a couple receivers far left for Colin Moore. His most often used target has been Logan Eilerman this season. Moore looking middle of the field, now out of the pocket, slings it, caught, 46-yard line. Or I should say at the 41-yard line, run after catch of three more. New line of scrimmage is the 44. It was Logan Eilerman who ad-libbed over the middle. He broke off his pass route. And the quarterback, Colin Moore, bought some time. And they connected. Good communication between the two. Redskins had faced a third and 12. It's now first and 10, 6 yards short of the 50. Colin Moore's got slots each way. Run right up the gut. Good for a plus 4 or 5. That was Nate Meyer, who's seeing some duty now on offense for Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go, third quarter. Redskins showing a lot of fire now on the offensive side of the ball. New Bremen's defense had slowed down Fort Loramie's high-powered attack in the first half. Two receivers wide left, slot left. Marker coming in, I think. It's New Bremen guilty of five. Offside Cardinals. 2 minutes and a second to go in the third quarter. 16-8 New Bremen. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, along with Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie and Brookins in Fort Loramie. Here's a ball lobbed by Colin Moore down the near side. It's inside the 25, a little too much oomph on it. Incompletion. That was a good time to try a lengthy pass play. It was a second and two situation. Now it's third and two. Clock halts, a minute 39 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie lines up quickly. Couple of receivers wide left for Colin Moore and company. The QB fakes the inside handoff and tries to throw a quick pass at the sideline in the hands of the receiver, who's pinched immediately by a couple of New Bremen defenders. Let's see here if Fort Loramie believes it's in four down territory. It's not a perilous situation yet. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie down by one score. Redskins will go for it. Fourth and two at the New Bremen 43. Double flanks to the left. Colin Moore, he fakes the inside handoff and keeps. He is spilled inside the 50. Down he goes. Ball marked for play at the New Bremen 48. Did Colin Moore lurch ahead far enough? I'm not sure. No. New Bremen takes over. Colin Moore had faked the ball to Meyer. Colin was reading New Bremen's defense. An alert shoestring tackle on the play by the Cardinals, who get the football about 3 yards on the New Bremen side of the field with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. I think it was clearly worth the gamble right there.
I think so.
Colin simply was unable to make the man miss. New Bremen has tackled well all night long. That is for sure. Big offensive possession here for New Bremen. Cardinals would like to take some time off the clock and get some points, maybe a field goal, to push the lead out to two scores. In the spread is the quarterback Mitchell Hayes. Sends a man in motion. Mitchell keeps it near side. Has a little avenue. Oh, he's upended. Fine open field tackle at the 50.
Number 5, Owen Plyman.
Well done by Fort Loramie's Owen Plyman. 5'10", junior. 140-pounder soaking wet, says head coach Spencer Wells.
Got him good.
Sure did. Down to a minute left in the third. Second down, 8. For the Cardinals, ball resting right at the 50. Two receivers far right for Mitchell Hayes, the quarterback. Dickey slot right. Here's Zach Berkey, outside right tackle. He's got a running lane. There's a penalty, though, on New Bremen, I think, for holding. Berkey stays on his feet, and he ramrods down to about the 36. But I think it's wiped out. It is. New Bremen offensive line guilty of a hold. That's a break for Fort Loramie. And we'll set up second and big yardage to go for a first down. Final 48 seconds of the third quarter of this game with New Bremen leading 16-8. Again, don't forget, we'll have volleyball coverage from Northmont on Thursday night. Regional action, 2 games, a couple of matches for you. Could be online on scoresbroadcast.com as early as 5:30 or 5:45 or so on Thursday from Northmont. Second and 16. Here's Mitchell Hayes to throw. He's got a receiver on the dead run near side. The pass is a bit too far at the 22-yard line. And guess who? It was Holman striding downfield. He was led just a bit too far by Mitchell Hayes. 33 seconds remaining here in the third. New Bremen 16, Fort Loramie 8. Each team with its full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. Cardinals will come up to the line of scrimmage. Football resting at about their own 42. They must get to the Fort Loramie 43 for a first down. Hayes, short drop. Oh, it's a run all the way. A little bit of a crease. Puts his head down and digs to the 48. That sets up fourth and a little less than 10. And that was likely the final play of the third quarter. Scoreboard clock at 17. Play clock at 30. And we will take a timeout and return with the start of our fourth quarter momentarily. It is 16-8, New Bremen over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
We start the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com with a New Bremen punt. It's high, fairly short, hits on the ground inside the Fort Loramie 30 and scoots to about the 22. Redskins need a touchdown march, trailing 16-8. New Bremen's defense has held Fort Loramie in check most of the night. Two possessions ago, the Redskins did get a 60-yard touchdown bomb. On fourth and 2.5, it was thrown by Colin Moore down the far sideline to Logan Eilerman. He made a fine run for the football, a brilliant catch, sparkling throw by Colin Moore. And Eilerman on his fingertips reeled it in, away he went. The two-point conversion on a fluke was good. A thrown pass by the quarterback Colin Moore was batted right back to Colin Moore, who surged into the end zone. New Bremen missed its points after its second touchdown. And we got a flag on the play, pre-snap foul coming up against Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's at 16, or I should say New Bremen's at 16, because the Cardinals did not convert its extra point following touchdown number two. Low snap, fumbled, and then an attempted run after that occurred. And no go. So no points after touchdown by New Bremen following the Cardinals' second score. That kept Fort Loramie within two scores. They got half of that back on a touchdown and the two-point conversion I described. Here's Fort Loramie running the play outside the left end on first and 15. And Fort Loramie's Sam Barhorse got back the five. The Redskins lost on the penalty. Each team with three timeouts remaining. It was Zach Berkey on the last tackle for New Bremen. Line of scrimmage, the 22, second and 10. Colin Moore, handoff. Ooh, New Bremen subdues that play well behind the line. It goes for a negative three. Barhorst is twisted down. Boy, New Bremen's Kraus and Blickel and Bertke have been stalwarts on defense all night long. And Fort Loramie's got a third and 13 coming up. Running lanes just aren't there. This odd front defense by New Bremen has filled the gaps and thwarted Fort Loramie's run attack all night. Here's Colin Moore to throw. In the right flat, behind the line, it's caught. Short run after the catch, and the Redskins will be forced to punt. A fourth and 10 upcoming. Gabe Meyer hauled it in, but he was surrounded. New Bremen allowed the short pass and then the quick tackle. New Bremen promises to get very good field position here. Bar horse back inside is 10 to take the snap from center, or I should say just outside is 10. And speaking of 10 minutes left in this game. Kick by Bar Horse is very good. Far side of the field, New Bremen fair catch in the area of the Cardinals 45. With 9:54 to go in the fourth quarter, and New Bremen leading 16-8. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. In fact, Mike, our next 60-second break, we'll hear from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, our star of the game sponsor, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. 43-yard line of New Bremen, Cardinals with a first and 10, up 16-8. And here is a fine run by the quarterback of New Bremen around the right end. He puts his head down and chugs all the way to close to the 50. I thought that was Hayes. It may not have been.
28.
It was the tailback on the play, Bertke, who was fed the ball by Hayes. Productive run on first down, plus 7. Second and 3, Cardinals, right at midfield. 9:20 left in the fourth quarter. Trips to the right in front of the New Bremen bench. Man in motion, quarterback Hayes on second and short. Elects to trudge up the middle, and he got one-third of those 3 yards, and that was it. He just penetrated Fort Loramie territory at the 49. Jared Puppelman stood him up. Third and 2, big play here. No gain or a loss, and I think New Bremen would punt. They would have to get within a foot or two of a first down to go for it this far out on the field of play. 8:42 to go in the fourth. 16-8 Cardinals. Hayes. It's just an all-out run by the quarterback to the left. A disciplined run by him. Then he cuts it back, and he drives ahead to the Fort Loramie 45. Hayes would have taken that to the far sideline if the opportunity presented itself, but nope. He saw a little crease, and he cracked through it to the Redskins 45, where it's a first and 10. Clock becoming a friend of the Cardinals. 8:20 to go. 16-8, New Bremen leads. Mitchell Hayes throws a flat pass behind the line. Oh, a broken tackle. Good run after catch down the sideline. It's Holman, and he powers down inside the 25. Spilled out of bounds at the 21. 8:05 to go in the fourth. 16-8, New Bremen. Cardinals set up with a first and 10 at the Fort Loramie 21. Boy, a touchdown here for New Bremen would make it mighty tough on Fort Loramie. Cardinals to the line of scrimmage, flashing two receivers wide left. Got to think New Bremen will keep it on the ground. Number 2, the quarterback, Mitchell Hayes. Gets his line set, sends Dickey in motion, and it's a jet sweep to the left. Oh, Dickey's got an alley. Look at him go. He dances down inside the 20-yard line, stays on his feet, and lunges up ahead to about the 13 or 14. Good run. Fine jet sweep employed by New Bremen. An advance of 9 on the play, but Dickey, second down and 1. New line of scrimmage is at the Fort Loramie 13. Cardinals have run it well enough to keep Fort Loramie off balance. New Bremen moving the chains on the ground. Hayes gives it on the play to Bertke in the offensive backfield. He slowed, manages to avert the first hit, got back near the line of scrimmage. Not sure if he made it. Does a measurement ensue?
I don't think you made it.
No gain on the field, so it's 3rd and 1. Bertke was collared a yard short. It's four down territory, I think, now for New Bremen, unless the Cardinals would lose three or four in this play. Fort Loramie, with a big defensive play upcoming, takes a timeout. It has two left. 6:57 left in the game. 16-8 New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
New Bremen Cardinals have a third and one, long snap count by the quarterback Mitchell Hayes, a little confusion up front, and New Bremen is penalized 5 yards, a pre-snap penalty. That's huge because now New Bremen confronts a third and six from the 18 of Fort Loramie instead of the 13. This would be within the field goal range, I think, of Owen Gable, who's kicked one tonight. Two receivers far right for Mitchell Hayes, the quarterback. Important play call here. Mitchell Hayes behind the line, throws a bullet toward the end zone. A leaping attempt a yard deep in the end zone, no good. A little high for Holman was Hayes. Decision time here for New Bremen. Official timeout momentarily, 6:53 to go here in the fourth quarter with Fort Loramie trailing 16-8. And New Bremen may send on the field goal team. Shaking up Redskin, perhaps a cramp. Line of scrimmage, by the way, the 18. Field goal would be spotted at the 25. What wind there was at the outset of the night has died down completely. There was wind out of the north in the face of kickers going this direction. No more, though. So Gable, the field goal kicker for New Bremen, has a shot at a 35-yarder. Flags are still. It'll be a kick from left to right. Ball will be spotted. Hash mark in front of the New Bremen bench. Gable's got a 28-yarder to his credit. He's missed one from 29. This would have to travel 35, and it is extremely important. This would extend New Bremen's lead to two scores. It's 16-8 Cardinals. Good snap back. Oh, the kick doesn't get off the ground very much. It's low and short to the left. Touchback. Redskins ball at the 20, first and 10.
I don't think that kick made it any higher than about 5 feet.
6:49 remaining here in the fourth period. And Fort Loramie needs a late fourth quarter drive right here. Then the Redskins have got to capitalize with a two-point conversion.
Which they did the last time.
Sure did. Lucky, lucky to do that.
It wasn't pretty, but they made it.
Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's. TomJerry's.com and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's. Here is Colin Moore falling forward for not much on first and 10 from the 20. 6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. 16-8 New Bremen. It's been a low scoring defensive bout here tonight. Redskins with little running room offensively. New Bremen has stopped Fort Loramie cold. Unlike last week when Fort Loramie had its way with Ansonia. Short pass, Redskins right flat. New Bremen is all over it. The receiver stood up immediately. It was hauled in but not much of a gain. Line of scrimmage is marked for play at the 21. I thought Eilerman caught the ball. Maybe he didn't.
I think it was.
Nonetheless, yes, it was. A gain of 4. So it's 3rd and 5 for Fort Loramie. 1 yard, then a 4-yard gain. Colin Moore is in deep doo-doo, and down he goes. The New Bremen pressure got to him. Moore was trying to go deep. New Bremen had 3 defensive backs covering 2 Fort Loramie receivers and also hounded Colin Moore behind the line. Fort Loramie Redskins in 3 years of quarterbacking, but Colin Moore have not allowed a sack in a regular season game, have been sacked in playoff action, and Colin Moore was decked behind the line there. 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter. 4th and 13, Fort Loramie. Bar horse kick to the far side. Hauled in by Bertke at the 46. He's got a little bit of an edge down the sideline, and he's inside the Fort Loramie 35. 3 timeouts remaining, New Bremen. 2 timeouts remaining, Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie's got to get a stop and get a productive offensive game going. New Bremen has played probably half this game in Fort Loramie's end of the field.
Yep.
Amazingly, New Bremen's been restricted to just 16 points.
Probably the biggest possession of the night.
Fort Loramie's defense has played pretty well with its backs to the wall. Here is Mitchell Hayes hopping over a Redskin, and he jumps for a few yards. Second down, about 8 to go for a first down for New Bremen. 4:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Seconds running off the clock. 2nd and 9, give Hayes only 1 officially. Yeah, maybe closer to 2. Yep, 2nd down, 8 to go for the Cardinals. Line of scrimmage is outside the Fort Loramie 30. Hayes gives the ball to Dickey. Dickey, the man in motion, tried to cut it back sharply, and his feet went out from under him. Minimal advance of a couple of more yards. That sets up a 3rd and about 6 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Or I should say for New Bremen, which I bet is in 4-down territory this time. You'll see no more field goal tries by the Cardinals. Despite the long hours of rain yesterday, the field is still here at Fort Loramie in very good shape. I'm mistaken. The scoreboard clock reads 2nd and 7. Should it be 3rd down? I'm confused, Mike. What did I miss? Timeout called by Fort Loramie. 3:44 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard reads 2nd and 7 for New Bremen. The line of scrimmage just outside the Fort Loramie 30. We are back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's keep it right here, Mike, while I tell our listeners all about Barker Insurance. Barker has served the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, and it's earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been the number 1 most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. 492-1857, Barker Insurance, 2nd to 9.
So now we got it figured out. It's 3rd and 7.
I was correct. Yep, the scoreboard late and putting up the down. 3rd and 7, New Bremen, 3:44 to go in the game. Cardinals up 8. Line of scrimmage, the 30 of Fort Loramie. Here's a long run to the right by the quarterback, Hayes, behind the line, and he's decked for a quarterback sack. Down he goes. What a hit by Max Hoing. He's the offensive and defensive specialist. Goes both ways for the Redskins. He is a dynamite player on the defensive side of the ball, and he jarred the quarterback to the ground forcing New Bremen into a 4th-and-12 and a punt. Boy, this New Bremen defense has had Fort Loramie boxed in all night long. And here is the kick by Muther, end over end. Redskins let it hit, and it takes a Fort Loramie bounce down, or I should say a New Bremen bounce to the goal line, and the Cardinals stop it in the field of play. How about that? Heck of a maneuver by the special teams of New Bremen. It looked like for an instant that end over end kick
was going to roll right into the end zone, but he got down there and batted it back.
It appeared as though it might take 7 or 8 quick hops and get across the goal line, but New Bremen zipped downfield. Fine special teams play by the gunner on the outside for New Bremen, and he corralled that football at the 1. And with 2:55 to go in the 4th, the Redskins have got to go 99 yards. Fort Loramie's got 2 timeouts left, New Bremen a couple remaining. Here's Colin Moore, 8 yards deep in his end zone. A flat pass to the 5. Catch is made. Receiver stood up in bounds. Logan Eilerman on the reception. Clock ticking. 2:39, 2:38. Colin Moore is going to be in the end zone again. First play generated 4. Here's Moore. 2 steps in the end zone. Near sideline. Catch made over the 10. First down yardage. Out at the 11 or 12. It was Lucas Putoff who snared it. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Well, if New Bremen will give you 7, 8 yards a throw consistently, you're right, Mike. Take all of them that you can benefit from. Marion Local has beaten Riverside 48-8. Thanks to Jeff Bray for that score. Thank you, Jeff. So the winner of this game will more than likely play at Marion Local. Could be a neutral site, but more than likely at Maria Stein. Here's a long pass down the field by the Redskins, and it results in a penalty against New Bremen. The receiver, Eilerman, was held up while striding toward the football, and that is going to net the Redskins a 15-yard walk-off for the line of scrimmage. It's assessed against New Bremen, and now Fort Loramie with a couple of short completions and a DPI against New Bremen has pushed the football out to near the 30-yard line.
Mr. Bray now reports that that's a final score.
Yep. Marion Local 48, Riverside 8. Marion Local more than likely will host at its school next Friday night. 1st and 10 Redskins, shy of the 30. Deep drop by Colin Moore. It's a screen, and it's working beautifully as Fort Loramie catches it and runs for 13. Way to go, Nate Meyer. Hamstring maybe not quite 100%, but good catch and run there by Nate. 13-plus on the play. Fort Loramie moved it from the 27 to the 40 on that completion. And here's a throw by Fort Loramie, an attempted catch at the 39 of New Bremen. Yes, it is reeled in despite the hit. The Redskin was pinched by 2 defenders of New Bremen. 2:01 to go here in the 4th. Sam Barhorst reeled it in, and he was smacked right now. 16-8 Redskins trail. New Bremen in the lead, and now New Bremen's defense has wilted a little bit. Fort Loramie, with a big-time sense of urgency, has moved the ball across midfield. 1st and 10 Fort Loramie when play resumes. 2 minutes and a second remaining here in the 4th quarter. An opportunity to talk about Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, located in Sydney. One of our outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Goffney. For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has been family-owned and operated, taking pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Barhorst back on his feet. Here's a blitz from New Bremen. Colin Moore with a screen, middle of the field, he throws it away. well done by the quarterback of Fort Loramie, as New Bremen had leaked a couple linebackers across the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 Redskins, a minute 53 to go in the game, 16-8 New Bremen. Line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie is at the 39 of the Cardinals. Two receivers each way for Colin Moore. It's pass, pass, pass from here on out. Moore, middle of the field. Oh, has a receiver flaring out to the right. He catches down inside the 35-yard line. He's upended right now at the 32. Nice catch by Nate Meyer. He was plowed into immediately. Third down, two or three to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Outside the 30 of New Bremen. Moore looks in the flat. Now angles a pass in the hands of the receiver and out at about the 25 or 6. Well, here's the ball game right now. Fourth down, 3.5 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 33.5 of New Bremen. Play of the game. Redskins have got to keep the drive alive. Fort Loramie with two timeouts left. New Bremen with two. Redskins don't use one here. 16-8 New Bremen. A minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Fourth and 4, Fort Loramie at the New Bremen 33. And the Redskins do eventually elect to take the timeout. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. We have furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Goffney is so popular that our Sydney store attracts customers throughout West Central Ohio and from Fort Wayne, Indiana to Dayton and Columbus, Ohio. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly 8 decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best furniture, mattress, and home decor destination around. Shop and buy online at Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside, pickup and delivery too at Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our Goffney family's got you covered. Big play, Fort Loramie. Fourth down, 3 yards to go. 33-yard line of New Bremen. Four-man defensive front for the Cardinals. They're showing blitz, now retreat. Here comes the middle linebacker, Blickle. Colin Moore throws the ball to the right. Deflected by New Bremen. It's incomplete. And that is going to be the ball game, barring a New Bremen turnover. Redskins are down to one timeout remaining. Well, this game has been symbolized by that play right there. New Bremen's defense has been clutch all night long. Fort Loramie with a 4th and 3 is stopped, and the Cardinals take over at their own 32, first down 10 yards to go with a minute 23 remaining.
Right spot, right time, every time.
And it looks now like New Bremen will play Marion Local on the road next Friday. The two teams met in the regular season, and Marion Local won a hard-earned victory, 21-13. Those two clubs will collide again. Fort Loramie uses its last timeout. New Bremen is faced with a 2nd and 10 upcoming. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Laramie. Now the clock is running down to outside a minute. Third down coming up for New Bremen. A couple of quick kneel downs. Fort Laramie out of timeouts. New Bremen might be forced on fourth down. Well, they wouldn't punt the ball. They'll just kneel it twice more. The clock's going to run out. New Bremen playing it safe. With the two men in the offensive backfield. And here is the snap back to Mitchell Hayes. He touches down the knee, and that's going to do it. The play clock will run out before the next snap from center. And the New Bremen Cardinals have won for the first time over Fort Laramie in high school football. The Redskins won six straight years from 2009 through 2014. But the New Bremen Cardinals turned the tables on Fort Laramie here tonight with sterling defensive play all night long. And New Bremen wins it by a count of 16-8. A number of fine seniors playing their final Fort Laramie football game here tonight. Let me highlight them for you. Brock Ruenkamp, Colin Moore, Sam Barhorst, Lucas Putoff, Nick Barhorst, Nate Meyer, Tyler Luthman, a senior, Max Hoing, Isaac Maurer, Owen Kitzmiller, a senior, Jared Magato, Brett Bruns, Jarek Poppelman, a senior, Adam Siegel, the fine senior center, Mac Fortman, a 12th grader, and Devin Ray, also a senior. Bremen knocks Fort Laramie out of the playoffs in the regional semifinal here tonight. Second straight year, Fort Laramie loses in the regional semi, dropping an overtime tilt to Marion Local last year by a 24-21 count. Tonight, New Bremen's defense stops Fort Laramie and wins by a final score of 16-8.
Thanks, guys.
Well, our stars of the game here tonight, let's give thought to the Fort Laramie Redskins. Very good game played by Logan Eilerman for Fort Laramie, as Zach Berkey was outstanding for New Bremen. He was the workhorse in that offensive backfield. He shared the load with the quarterback, Mitchell Hayes. But Zach Berkey picked up tough yards along with Mitchell. And we'll give the nod to Zach Berkey, a 5'11", 174-pound senior. And for Fort Laramie, our star of the game is Logan Eilerman, the very good receiver. He wins the honors for the Redskins. Eilerman, just a sophomore, 6'4", 200-pounder, I should say. Those are our Clancy's Award winners tonight. Zach Berkey, tailback for New Bremen, and Logan Eilerman, wide receiver for Fort Laramie. Actually, the entire defense for New Bremen deserves a Clancy's. Wow.
That is true.
Berkey doubles. He plays linebacker on defense. He was a stalwart all night long, both sides of the ball. As New Bremen's defense stops Fort Laramie cold tonight, the Redskins had come into the game averaging close to 50 points per outing, close to 50, and were shut down. New Bremen held Fort Laramie to eight points, and that was a 60-yard touchdown pass from Colin Moore to Logan Eilerman early in the fourth quarter. That was it. That's all Fort Laramie got. And New Bremen's defense was so very good this evening. It performed as advertised. It shut down Fort Laramie's run game and then put the pressure on Colin Moore, blitzing him frequently. And New Bremen came into the game allowing just 3.5 yards per rush. And New Bremen did the job tonight, limiting Fort Laramie to very few rushing yards and dictating this game from start to finish.
Absolutely. Outstanding performance.
Logan Eilerman for Fort Laramie, our star of the game, and Zach Berkey for New Bremen as the Cardinals win at 16-8. Our star of the game brought to you by Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Once again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com, Thursday night from Northmont. A doubleheader for you, two matches, volleyball regional semifinals at approximately 6 and 8. Check with the scoresbroadcast.com website in the next 24 to 48 hours for online webcast time on Thursday evening. We could begin coverage as early as 5:30 or so. Two matches, Fort Loramie and Rushi and Jackson Center and New Bremen are the likely foes in that regional, although there are district championships to be determined tomorrow at Troy. Rushi, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center are the favorites. New Bremen is the likely foe to come down from Northwest Ohio and join the region at Troy, or I should say at Northmont, after New Bremen defeated New Knoxville in three sets a couple nights ago. And should a Shelby County team, Fort Loramie or Rushi, or Jackson Center, advance through that regional next week, the state championship Final Four in volleyball would be the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Vandalia Butler. That would be 2 weeks from this weekend. In fact, I think Saturday and Sunday would be the D4 state semifinal and state championship matches. That'd be 2 weeks from tomorrow and 2 weeks from Sunday. But first things first, the regional next week at Northmont with matches on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. We have traditionally covered those here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we will do so once again. So many thanks to Mitch Westerheide, athletic director here at Fort Loramie High School. He made everything so easy for us in our 2 weeks of coverage here at Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Mitch. We have been heard on online video through the Fort Loramie High School Athletics website, fortloramieathletics.com. In addition, the National Federation of High Schools has provided the same video and our audio available tonight at nfhsnetwork.com. And again, in coming weeks, we will have a major announcement for you about further expanded coverage of our audio. We will become a partner with a long-standing media outlet in the area and stretch our coverage even further for you. In fact, we're going to be heard.com, online video, at FM radio, scoresbroadcast.com, your radio on your phone. All of that growth and expansion coming up, it'll be completed over the next few weeks.
Love Shelby County sports.
Yes. Thanks so much to Mike Wick. Chuck McBee is in Florida enjoying life with family and his daughter and her husband's newborn down in the Orlando area. Thanks to Jeff Bray and Bryant Billing for feeding us scores tonight. Marion Local, a victor over Riverside. Understand that Lima Catholic Central, or Lima Central Catholic, I should say, beat Convoy Crestview easily in a Northwest Region semifinal tonight. Marion Local and New Bremen now play next Friday, and more than likely at Marion Local. The two teams played a regular season game, and New Bremen won that 20, or I should say Marion Local won that 21-13. It was very well played. This New Bremen defense is outstanding. It's superb. And Fort Loramade's offense met its match tonight. That is for sure. For Mike Wick alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. Again, we'll webcast regional volleyball action for you. Regional volleyball matches, a doubleheader on Thursday night. Follow the website over the next 48 hours for our webcast time. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. Final score, final time, New Bremen knocks Fort Loramie out of the playoffs 16-8 as the Redskins wind up the campaign 7-2. New Bremen now 7-2 advances on to a regional championship next week at Marion Local. Good night, everybody.
Good night.